We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYSR.org.
A church, you have no congregation. That's all I've got to say about that. And perhaps that's not up to the city. But if we're going to sit in a room and talk about these things, which is what Music Export Memphis and some city leaders did on Wednesday, then I think we need to talk about venues. And I don't know if Live Nation is necessarily the answer. Smart people with money is the answer. Are they around? I don't know.
My biggest fantasy, I think, is to be the star of a major Broadway musical.
Really?
And I figure the only way I'm going to be able to accomplish that is by going out every Thursday and picking up a copy of Backstage and perusing those want ads, going to a lot of auditions, taking a lot of rejections, and eventually I'll get a gig.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago, I picked up a Backstage. I was perusing those want ads. They had a lot of cute ads in them. They had one that needed extras for vampire lesbians of Sodom. Now, I did that shtick in the 70s, yeah. So I wanted a challenge.
You want to stretch a little bit.
I want to stretch.
Yeah.
So I keep perusing the ones. I see a cute ad there. It says, energetic entertainers needed for major Broadway musical, no experience necessary. So I figured, that's my baby. I'm going to go to that audition. I'm liable to get rejected, but I'll be developing the good work habits.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem with this audition was that it was to take place at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Bad, huh?
Well, the night before, I did two shows. Generally, after the second show, me and the boys in the band, we like to go out for a couple of pops and whatever.
Yeah.
I got home, it was 7:45. So I set the clock for 8:30. I don't need a lot of time to get ready. I live in the Midtown area in Yuppie's Kitchen.
Right.
So I got up. I looked in the mirror. Not gorgeous.
Not good. Now.
So I went into the kitchen. I whipped myself up a humongous Bloody Mary, and I sucked it down, toot sweet. I filled the sink with freezing water. I put about 6 trays of ice in there. I soaked my head for a good 10 minutes. I came up air. I put a little dab of Preparation H under each eye. The old Detroit eye tuck. It works every time.
How long? That really does work?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Then I started working on my breath. I brushed my teeth about 4 or 5 times. I goggled with the Listerine. I got the Banaca, the Visine. You mix those two up, you...
Yeah, yeah.
I comb my hair.
If you mix the Preparation H up, you're a little trouble, too.
With the toothpaste, yeah. Yeah, sure. Hello? Anyway. I comb my hair. I look in the mirror. I figure, go for it. You know, you're probably going to get rejected. But like I say, I'm developing the good work habits.
Yeah.
So I walked into the beautiful Vivian Beaumont Theater, 9 o'clock, on the dot, professional. The casting director is sitting on the stage. He says to me, aren't you Buster Poindexter? And I say, yeah. I mean, I'm a little embarrassed that he recognizes me in this condition, but I cop to it. He says, you're just the kind of guy we're looking for. You got the part, co-star. Now, John, if I'd have known it was going to be that easy, I wouldn't have taken such good care of myself.
That's right. No sense in getting all that sleep.
Really? So I say, okay, well, I'm interested. So I say, who's directing this show? He says, Nichols. I says, Mike Nichols? He says, no, his name's Sid Nichols, but he's done a lot of summer stock, and he's real humanitarian. You're going to love this guy. I'm still interested. So I says, okay, who is doing the choreography for this show? He says, Tharp. I says, Twyla Tharp?
Yeah.
He says, no, her name's Sheila Tharp. She's a flash dancer from Queens, but she's got the moves that are going to rock and shock Broadway. So I say, okay, who's doing the score for this show? He says, Sondheim. I says, Stephen Sondheim? He says, no, his name's Bernie Sondheim, but he's been working on this score for 10 years. It is honed to the bone. It will rock and shock Broadway. So I'm still interested. So I said to the guy, I said, well, you said co-star, didn't you? He says, correct. I said, well, who would my co-star be? He says, Goulet. I says, Robert Goulet? And he says, yeah.
We'll be right back. greatest of the saints. Go ahead and I'll try to find a boy who's gonna be all the things I ain't. And what you need is a plastic doll with a fresh coat of paint, who's gonna sit through the madness and always act so quick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, all right, 91.7 WYXR Memphis, Tennessee. This is Life on Deck. I'm your host, Cole, here every Friday from 6 to 7. Oh! Back at it again this week. You just heard a live cover of the New York Dolls track Human Being from Morrissey, who was the president of the New York Dolls fan club back home in England when he was a younger man. About a week ago, we lost David Johansen, singer of the New York Dolls, which effectively makes the New York Dolls an entirely deceased band, unfortunately. So we're going to rock for David tonight, doing covers, doing bands inspired by, bands in the same scene, things of that nature. Sonically, their influence is evident throughout rock and roll, but aesthetically, I would almost say more so. Bunch of guys wearing women's clothing and being as effeminate as possible. Not that they were the first to do it, but they definitely stepped it up a notch. Before that Morrissey jam, we heard the Pastels doing Lonely Planet Boy. Heard a odd cover of Personality Crisis from Sonic Youth as well. Heard the New York Dolls doing Jet Boy. And we started the set off with David Johansen as Buster Poindexter doing a little bit, a little comedy bit on Johnny Carson. And we're going to keep things rolling. Early Misfits stuff, you can definitely hear some Johnny Thunders influence. So let's rock it.
We're you call your lover boy? Try it! Pick it up! Take them lights away! Try it! Pick it up!
fucking business. We don't wanna play. You're always in my way. You're always in my way. Sometimes I look at you, I wonder if you're alive. Are you cybernetic or are you jive? You're always in my way. You're always in my way. You give me a bad attitude. Every time I think of you, baby. It's just not fair the way you chewed on me. And you bite my shoulder like you're out to feed. You're always in my way. You're always in my way.
too far go.
WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee. Did a show for David Johansen tonight. Passed away about a week ago. Lead singer of the New York Dolls, and now the Dolls are no more. They have all been laid to rest. Played a lot of stuff that was influenced by the Dolls or covers of the Dolls or in the same scene. Around the same time. That being said, I'm out of here. I'm going to go off into the night and see where I land. Everybody have a great weekend. Drink some water. Take care of yourselves. The show for the rich. The others wait outside.
This is House Shoes, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
WYXR Memphis.